Big stories of the day. Hashtag SAFM Sunrise.
There was a series of comments by the Deputy President, Paul Mashatile, published in the Sunday Times newspaper yesterday, in which he said he wants government to work with farmers and civil society groups like AfriForum to deal with our water problems. He says he wants to depoliticize water. As you know, many parts of the country have had huge problems or have huge problems with providing water. Even big metros like Etiquini and Joburg, then there are places like Hammanskraal. So many issues in so many different places. And at the moment, Rand Water has been taking more water out of the Vaal Dam River system than the amount it is allowed to take out or it's licensed to take out by national government. The political advisor and spokesperson for the Deputy President, Paul Mashatile, is Keith Causer. Keith, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
What is the Deputy President proposing? What kind of plan would he like to see to sort out our water problems?
Yeah, we haven't reached a stage where we have a blueprint of what needs to be done to solve the water problem. But what we can say is that the process has been set in motion since the President appointed him to lead the task team that would look at water cutting across a number of departments. The idea is really to amass as much knowledge as possible in government from the line function departments and use them to come up to work towards a solution in partnership with the private sector. The idea is really to look at where the problem is, what sort of solution do you need, what can government do and what can the private sector do to try and fix that.
So yesterday the conversation was around civil society groups. Are you saying you would also work with the private sector in terms of formal companies?
Yeah, what we're going to do is we'll be consulting broadly. There are a number of companies that have registered their interest to work with government. But as you would know, we do have processes within government on how to engage the private sector. And we would still be using those approaches to ensure that we comply with legislation and regulations on how people can play a role. But what is important is that it does look like there is groundswell support to avert any crisis on the waterfront.
The CEO of Seriti Resources, Mike Tika, said in February that he believed companies, mining companies like his, would probably be involved in providing water to councils at some point. I mean, that's the kind of company that would have the resources that already works with water that you'd be looking at.
Yeah, it is companies that are already in the space that have a proven solution on assisting with water. As you would know, the alternative in terms of desalination is highly expensive. So we're looking at cost-effective measures, but we're not limiting ourselves so that we will see what is required and whether the government purse would be able to address that problem in terms of what it is required.
We've seen in electricity, and I mean the analogy with electricity, I know the Deputy President made it as well, and you've made it now, we want to avoid any kind of water shedding like we've had with load shedding. But we've also seen with electricity a greater role for the private sector, in other words, private sector suppliers of electricity. Are you looking at something that would see private sector suppliers of water as well?
Yeah, well, we don't want to jump the gun at this stage. We want to engage them and see what they're putting on the table. And contrast that with what government can do, and contrast that with what it costs us to do it and what the cost they're coming with, and see whether it is feasible to do that. But the reality is that your farmers, your mining, human settlement, and so on, they do require lots of water, and it would require some partnership of sorts to be able to deal with the problem.
The Minister of Water Affairs and Sanitation, Senzo Mkhwanazi, we've heard from him quite often on SAFM. Is he on board with all of this? I mean, is the Deputy President discussing this with him regularly?
Yeah, well, the task team members is Department of Water, COCTA, Safety and Security, Agriculture, the mining sector, and so on. So all those affected parties are form part of the the task team that has been set up.
Okay. Keith, it seems to me, I'm not an expert on the subject, but it seems from what I can see, the big problem is going to be local government, is going to be councils, and you've got COGTA on your team, but the problem is going to be councils because constitutionally they play a very big role in providing water. And we know that governance in many councils, not all of them, but in many councils is very bad. And this is really the problem. So would you look at then reducing the legal power that councils have in this space? And I don't know if you could really do that, because in the end, the water that comes into your house and my house comes from a council. It doesn't come from a province. It comes from a council.
Yeah. Well, we have to look at the role of what councils are playing, particularly companies within local government that are working with water, like your water supply entities, your Rand Water, Johannesburg Water, Magalies Water. You look at their capacity, what they're able to do in partnership with councils. And the idea is also to differentiate and or separate. You look at water that is destined for households, and you look at water that is utilized by big companies like mining, like agriculture, and so on. What sort of sources are you looking at, and who is more competent to assist in ensuring that they have access to water?
The deputy president says he wants to depoliticize water, and I think it would probably be hard to argue against that. But is it possible to do? I mean, isn't water going to be used as a political issue, A, by opposition parties, and then B, involving the private sector in providing water is an intensely political thing?
Well, I understand where you're coming from about it being political, but the idea is, look at it as we're looking for solutions. We don't want to play politics about it. Who can, you know, in terms of party political arrangement. We're saying the country needs water. How best we get water, and how best we get it to where it's supposed to be. Addressing the issues of reticulation, storage of water, purification of water, and so on. So it is an issue that we want to focus more on the technical side of its performance as opposed to what it means politically.
Keith Kozup, thank you. Political advisor and spokesperson for Deputy President Paul Mashatile. 23 minutes after 7, you're with SAFM. Professor Anthony Turtens, a professor at the Centre for Environmental Management at the University of Free State, also an expert on water. Professor Turton, good morning to you. So we have now a proposal from the Deputy President to involve NGOs, civil society, and it would seem mining, private companies and farmers in dealing with all of this. Is this the right approach? Do you think it's going to lead to anything actually changing in our water sector?
Yes, good morning to you and the listeners. I think it is to be encouraged because it's a step in the right direction. Whether it's enough is an open question because, you know, the assumption is that all you need to do is just, for example, parachute in a couple of skilled people and it's all going to go away. But whereas in reality, if we do a root cause analysis, we are actually dealing with institutional failures. So institutions are about the processes, the decision-making processes, and the allocation of resources, most notably money, to sustain the supply chain. So supply chain management and procurement lies very much at the heart of this. And that's not just a human skills issue. That's actually a legal issue. In fact, it's a criminal issue because in many cases, we're dealing now with corrupt practices. So I think it's to be welcomed that the private sector would be involved. I'm part of the SA Business Water Chamber, and their whole role is to work with companies on the water supply chain side. So this is music to their ears, most certainly. But there's no way that the private sector would get involved until such time as the rule of law has been reinstated. And to reinstate the rule of law means that you have to clean out the supply chain management or the procurement process, because that is where your misallocation of resources takes place. And that's where the roots of corruption that have destroyed the water sector, that's where they have taken hold.
It would be surely incredibly political to have a bigger role for the private sector in the provision of water. And as the Constitution is very clear about water, not so clear about electricity, but it's clear about water, that water is a human right. I mean, that would presume then, it would follow that you'd think that government has to ensure that there is a supply of water.
Yes, I think we must not look at these things in binary through a binary lens. It's not just one or the other. Yes, water is a human right, so we call that water as a social resource. wiser. We're water is an economic resource, or water is a social resource. It's actually both. There's a thing called WISER, W-I-S-E-R. Water is both a social and an economic resource. And when we look at it through a binary lens, we tend to lose sight of the reality. And the other thing that I would also like to challenge is the fact that I don't know why we are so hung up on the fact that the cost of desalination is alleged to be so high. This is factually incorrect. The cost of desalination globally benchmarked is now at 35 US cents per cubic meter. Now, 35 US cents per cubic meter is entirely affordable. And when we say affordable, affordable when measured against what? When measured against day zero in a city, a coastal city, and what are the implications of that in terms of job creation, economic stagnation, etc. So, we've got to get real about these technologies, because the world is busy transitioning to a fundamentally water-constrained situation. It's not only in South Africa, it's also other parts of the world. And there's just one other thing I'd like to say, that when we talk about private sector involvement, it doesn't necessarily mean privatization of water. It's not that at all. You can still have your human rights allocation for water, etc. But what it means is that you are strengthening the governance structures around the allocation of water, and particularly the management of financial resources needed to sustain that. And that's going to probably take place in the future through what is known as special purpose vehicles. And what a special purpose vehicle does is it brings the Companies Act to plug some of the holes in the Municipal Financial Management Act. Because in the Municipal Financial Management Act, there's no such thing as fiduciary responsibility. So an executive decision maker making a decision that eventually ends up in the pilfering of resources, there are no consequences for that. Whereas in the Companies Act, there are. That executive goes to jail. So until such time as that has been strengthened, which is an institutional process, and only when that has been strengthened will you start seeing private capital coming into the water sector. But without doubt, there is a lot of private capital willing to go into to fund these things. But it can only happen when the rule of law is being restored. And that starts ultimately at the end of the day. The ground floor of that escalator is in fact cleaning up the procurement process within any of your SOEs or any of your government departments.
Professor Anthony Turton, thank you. Professor at the Center for Environmental Management at the University of the Free State.